This is GQDN for Monday, March 9th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes, including Questworthy. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. Do it. It's good. And go get Questworthy as well. That's good too. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. That's good stuff up there, I'm telling you. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some good stuff. Yes, a horror game. And then there's another game that's on sale. But we got some Pokemon news too. And Microsoft's new CEO was doing some talking. So is Steam. Yeah, Rock Paper Shotgun did say that the next Steam machine may be coming out still this year, but there are still some release date fears. So Steam did reword a Steam blog post after the original post was posted. Huh? Yeah, it's words. But that did happen. And they were talking about when the first Steam machine would come out, along with everything that would come with it. But there is some problems because of what is going on with AI. But Valve did reaffirm the release date. Quote, "We shared recently that there have been challenges with memory and storage shortages, but we will be shipping all three products this year," end quote. Now, they did reword that from the first quarter of 2026 to early 2026 already. And this has been reworded again to this year. So will this console come out this year? Rock Paper Shotgun said, probably not, because they are thinking it's going to go into production in 2027. Do you think that this is going to come out this year? Let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter and Blue Sky. Okay, X and Blue Sky. I get you. Now maybe you got some thoughts on some developers skipping the GDC. From BlueNews.com, the Games Developer Conference Festival of Gaming is now underway. And Ars Technica did report on some of the immigration enforcement on the event, which does show how some of the developers outside of the U.S. will be skipping it. And they're saying that they are no longer safe entering the community. And that would be of the piggybacks on the perception that the in-person meetings were diminished because of COVID-19, and they did force some of them to be online. And some of those concerns are skipping the show. And that is because for some of them, it was too late to cancel. But some of the companies did take advantage of the precautions, because some of the companies took steps to ensure the safety of employees who will attend, or who did attend, GDC 2025. Quote, "Last year, every studio representative got an additional safety briefing, and our company helped prepare legal paperwork for everyone in case they got in trouble with ICE or immigration. The developer for a big budget studio who asked to remain anonymous, well, they did tell ARS, because that's who's doing the quote, further quote, luckily nobody did. But there was definitely some fear going around among the people that went and those who opened or opted not to. For 2026, we're not planning any physical presence, as far as I know," end quote. So that's going on at GDC, and I bet that EA is not there, because according to IGN, EA has laid off some staff across the Battlefield studios after they had some record-breaking launch. Now, the number is unknown, because there are different numbers from Ceritian, DICE, Ripple Effect, and Motive Studios. And individuals are being informed that the layoffs are taking part as a realignment across the Battlefield studios as the team continues its live service support on Battlefield 6 following the launch. All four studios will remain operational, though the layoff team may seem to be impacting a lot of teams across multiple studios and offices. IGN did look for a comment, on the total number and types of roles impacted, along with reasons for the layoffs. And they got one. NEA spokesperson said, quote, "We made select changes within our battlefield organization to better align our teams around what matters most to our community. Battlefield remains one of our biggest priorities, and we're continuing to invest in the franchise, guided by player feedback insights from Battlefield Labs. Battlefield was the best-selling game in 2025 in the U.S. It sold 7 million copies in 3 days. That was the best launch that the franchise has ever had. But the campaign did receive some mixed responses from the critics. And that did include IGN. But they gave it an 8 out of 10 at launch. Now the Steam numbers after launch did drop, because it was at 747,000 at peak. And the peak current for Battlefield 6, according to IGN, is at about 67,000. That's down about 80%, roughly, if my math is right. But that is a lot. But let's not blame Microsoft for that. No. I got two articles here, probably of the same thing. Because Asha Sharma, the new CEO of Xbox, was doing some talking. And that's because she is the head of Xbox now. And that did raise some questions about Microsoft's future in the gaming industry. So, Asha did reaffirm that the company will be keep going on hardware and software fronts. And Sharma did introduce Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella in an internal Q&A discussion for the company's vision for gaming. Nadella said that gaming was one of the core identities of Microsoft, and that's because of the capital that's been invested into the division. So here's what he said, quote, "There are core identities in this company. I don't think Microsoft will exist without these identities continuing to thrive. We are a platform company, a developer company, being a knowledge worker company, and gaming. These are the main identities, what Microsoft has always meant and will always mean. Therefore, we need to take that. We don't take it for granted. We need to renew it. I am really thankful to Matt Booty and Phil Spencer and Sarah Bond and all of you who have built this franchise into its 25th year," end quote. Then they went into the Q&A session a little bit further, where Nadella did talk about his conversations with the former gaming CEO, Phil Spencer, about the importance of gaming for Microsoft. Further quote, "That's why I'm long on it. Phil, he's always talked to me about how gaming is the largest entertainment category. What is gaming in front? What is gaming in its most expansive form going forward? This doesn't mean we walk away what people are doing today. When we think about AAA game on a console, the question is about where we can, or where else can we go to extend that. For me, we're long on gaming. We continue to invest. We always do so. It's up to this team to show an excellence of execution and creativity. Software always carries risks, but there's a software with lots of creation risk that's way different. But yet, we have to be the best in class at it," end quote. So that is what he had to say with an internal Q&A. Yeah, that rhymed. But that is good. This one turned out to be pretty good too. Or did it? Well, let's get to the good stuff first. Pokemon Pokepia is selling from NintendoEverything.com. Well, they don't have the numbers yet, but Pokemon Pokepia is a smash hit for Nintendo Switch 2. And many of the retailers currently have the game available in stock. Hey, they don't have it because they checked Best Buy, Walmart, and Target, and they said they're not taking orders right now. Right now, only Amazon has the game in stock, but according to my Nintendo News, they raised the price, and that's because of the stock constraints. And that was done earlier today. Went from $70 to $80. The price went up for the game. It is so much in demand that the price went up. This price didn't go up, it went down. One of last year's games on PlayStation 5, an action-adventure game, is now 50% off on the PlayStation Store. But you might want to get it before the end of the week. It's called The Echoes of the End, and it released in August last year. Right now, it's $20 until this Thursday, March 12th. It had to revert from $40 to $20, but it's going to go back to $40 after March 12th. So if you want a game that's half off, now's the time to get it if you have a PlayStation. But if you want to wait, Gamatsu did say that The Mound, Omen of Cthulhu, launches July 15th. It'll be on PlayStation 5, Xbox, and PC via Steam. And it'll be a horror game. Things are about to get scary. But not till July. And, well, not for us. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.